Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby?
That's the Queen of Soul. That's Aretha bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you got a problem, a challenge, or an opportunity. We got something that you can listen to, read, and you got anywhere in between 5 seconds and 15 minutes. Pick your time, pick your topic, pick your medium. We got something there for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Pat Sigmund is our guest. Pat's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. That's right. She's one of our profit experts. And we're talking about getting profit, growing your business profitably, leveraging, taking advantage of leverage that's out there to help you drive sales, to help you drive the bottom line profit by using cloud-based tools, web-based tools, things that are out there in the cloud. And we talked in the previous segment, Pat, you had a great example of customer relationship management software, CRM, that kind of thing. I know a guy who's got a company like that, and for a long time he made his living selling software, but then he realized after a while, I've got to put this in the cloud, and he did, and it changed. You know, it really gave his company a new life. What are some other examples of cloud-based?
Some other things when I think of small businesses, when service companies keep track of time and billing, you know, how many hours did you spend for this client, how many for that client. Classic great example of using the web. You have maybe consultants or attorneys or accountants, whoever they are, out in the field all the time doing things all day long. They're supposed to go back to the office sometime during the week, log on or log into the office and put their time in.
Right.
The time gets all organized by client, by job, whatever, and invoices shoot out. Now, that whole process could be like somebody's job in an office, and, you know, this is how service companies operate. You can use a cloud-based package, and, again, subscription-based, how many users,
mm-hmm.
and
how many
a lot
seats?
Of us get these kind of bills now from our vendors. People bill me. They send me a link. And I open the link, and there's my bill out there in the cloud. So
right.
They've done all that kind of work. They've had their employees log in from wherever they are, go on the web, put their time in maybe every day. It almost automatically happens. It gets, you know, sorted and sent to the client. And,
right.
and it's a big time saver. And a lot of people don't even realize this kind of technology. It eliminates, like, these servers in your office. It,
right.
it saves lots of money.
Well, it also gives you information a lot more quickly.
What?
I mean,
if you can
demonstrate to a customer, to a prospect, how your systems give you up-to-the-minute updates on where their project is with you, And in a proposal, you can show them, you know, in a way that they can demonstrate to them that you know, when you're our customer, we have this kind of information at our fingertips. So if you call me and say, how are we doing? Where are we so far? What is our billing so far this month? I can give you that. Now you talk about impressing a customer when they think you have that capability. And see, Pat, this is where if you're competing with a big company. You know, like a major multinational type company, you could actually have better, faster, quicker, more accurate stuff through what Pat's talking about than some of the big companies do with their own clunky proprietary stuff. Right, Pat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Same thing like e-commerce. I mean, you can look like Amazon.
Exactly.
Just throw up these packages and, you know, it takes care of itself, shopping carts, everything. Everything's working for you.
See, this
and
is
this, can be done on the cloud.
This is why 12 years ago, Pat, I started predicting that the 21st century would be the age of the century of the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. The 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur because all this technology is being incrementalized. And from a not only from an application standpoint, but from a pricing standpoint, and it's giving small businesses that clearly by definition are more nimble, more flexible, more versatile. It's now giving them the processing power that in bite-sized pricing that big companies used to have control over. And when you know which who would you rather do business with, a company that's just got, you know, a big name and or a company that's you know has maybe even more versatility, more flexibility, but maybe they just don't have the name? You know, I'd rather do business with a faster company myself.
Yeah. And you know, having your customers use these systems also, it isn't just for you, your company to use them. Your customers can get their own information. They don't even have to call you.
Right.
And they can go see where their orders are. And most of us are used to doing this now. We log online and see, you know, track our packages and track our orders that we placed. And there's no reason why these small companies can't have that for themselves.
That's exactly right. You can the capability is there so that your customers don't have to call you to see how things are. You give them their own username and password. They can go right in and check out themselves how their order's coming.
Yeah, and younger supposedly it's just younger, but younger employees at companies, they don't want to make phone calls. They work better.
What is up with that,
online.
Pat? Why is that?
I don't know.
That's a topic for another day. I've already covered that. I don't understand the problem with picking up the darn phone. Do you?
No, but it's definitely a young person thing.
It drives me nuts sometimes with my folks. Pat, give us your website, please.
Okay, it's davidadvisorygroup.com.
David, like the man's name, davidadvisorygroup.com. The book is 6 Steps to Creating Profit, a guide for small and mid-sized service-based business by Patricia Sigmund. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.